Our God and Heavenly Father, we thank Thee for the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ, that Thou hast revealed to the children of men the grace which Thou hast prepared in Christ Jesus for those who put their trust in Thee. We pray Thy blessing upon us as we think together on these things, that we might be blessed. For Thy name's sake we ask it. Amen. I love to tell the story of unseen things above, of Jesus and His glory, of Jesus and His love. I love to tell the story because I know 'tis true. It satisfies my longings as nothing else can do. I love to tell the story. 'Tis pleasant to repeat what seems each time I tell it more wonderfully sweet. I love to tell the story, for some have never heard the message of salvation from God's own holy word. I love to tell the story, for those who know it best seem hungering and thirsting to hear it like the rest. And when, in scenes of glory, I sing the new song, 'twill be the old story that I have loved so long. I love to tell the story. 'Twill be my theme in glory to tell the old story of Jesus and His love. This has been the testimony of the servants of the gospel throughout all the years. This is the story that the mother tells her little child when she teaches the child to sing, "Jesus loves me, this I know." This is the story the missionary tells the whole world when he goes to the ends of the earth to say, "Christ Jesus died for our sins." This is the story that's being preached wherever the truth about Jesus Christ and Calvary is ever heard. There is life for a look at the crucified one. There is life at this moment for thee. All this is the gospel, the glad tidings, the good news of salvation in Jesus Christ. And this is meant to be a message of hope to a weary world, to a sick world, to a world that's frightened and in despair. This message of the gospel is not good advice that will tell us how to do it, but good news as to who will do it for you. This gospel is not pointing out what I must do, but shows me what God has done for me, what God is doing now to me, and will do forever in me. For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. All of the gospel centers in Jesus Christ. Anything that we shall ever have to say, which you could properly say is preaching or teaching the Christian gospel, will be telling about the Lord Jesus Christ. So far as the world is concerned, this is the one who came to be the Savior of sinners. The world calls Him the Master, and He was. They calls Him the Great Teacher, and He was. His believers call Him the Lord, and He is. The Bible points out He is also this great servant of God, and He's the King of kings and the Lord of all. But above all else, as you and I think about the gospel, there will be set out before us the idea that Jesus Christ is Savior and Lord. We got all this from the Bible. The Bible as a book in the world is associated with the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. I suppose anybody, anywhere knows, when you pick up the book that we call the Holy Bible, that you have in it the scriptures which tell us about God as He was in Christ Jesus. Now in the Bible itself we have the story, some of the story of the Lord Jesus Christ, definitely told in the four gospels. If you turn to the New Testament and you look at the first four books, we call that the four Gospels. We have Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, four different accounts of something that the Lord Jesus Christ came and did. Not one of these is really a biography or a history. There were many things in the life of Jesus of Nazareth that are not recorded. Now, attempt is made to record them in what we call the Gospels. There are a large length of time in the days of his childhood of which no reference is made, and much that happened in his youth as a young man, no mention is made of it. As a matter of fact, in only one gospel do you hear of him when he is 12 years of age, and you do not hear anything else about him until he is 30. What the Lord Jesus Christ was doing while he was 17, 18, 19, 20, 22, 24, 27, we don't know anything about that. We know that when he began to preach, he was about 30 years of age. And so we would say to ourselves right away that the Gospels, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, were not written to give us the history or the story of Jesus of Nazareth as a person, but they each tell a complete story of the good news that is in Jesus Christ, that God has provided a way of escape for sinners. Because while Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John are all different from each other, they all agree. They agree that God cares about sinful men. Every one of them have that in there. In each one of these, in Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, as you read about the Lord Jesus Christ, you find people in trouble coming to him. You find him dealing with people who are in distress. You find him confronting the world, especially those who needed him. And when he faced these people, there never was one time that there was ever true about him that he did not care about them. And all of them, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, will tell you that God cares about sinful men. And then the beginning of hope is indicated there when we see that God will save sinners. People who were blind and came to the Lord Jesus Christ were made to see. People who were sick and were brought to the Lord Jesus Christ got well. People that were lame came to the Lord Jesus Christ were healed. That's the way the Bible tells it. That's the story that you and I are to have, is that the Lord Jesus Christ is able and that God will, through him, save sinners. He not only will save and heal and keep all men whosoever will come unto him, but he will do all of this through Jesus Christ. And it's a wonderful thing to think that God will save whosoever believeth in him. One of the greatest messengers of the gospel that the world ever knew was Paul the Apostle. And when Paul wrote on this very thing about the gospel, he wrote words like this: "For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." And that's a wonderful idea. Anytime you see a church anywhere, anytime you see the sign of the cross any place, anytime that you hear a hymn of music that is praise to the Lord Jesus Christ being sung, you can keep one thing in mind all the time: whosoever believeth on him shall not perish but have everlasting life. Paul went on to point out, after he had said, "Whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved," he went on to point out, "How then shall they call on him in whom they have not believed? And how shall they believe in him of whom they have not heard? And how shall they hear without a preacher? And how shall they preach except they be sent?" All of which brings this to our minds, that the natural man, just any one of us ordinarily left to ourselves, would never think of the Lord Jesus Christ. We never dream of such a thing. Eye hath not seen, ear hath not heard, neither has entered into the heart of man the things which God has prepared for them that love him. But he hath revealed them unto us by his Spirit. And so we turn to the Bible. And when we turn to the Bible, we are given to understand that the Scriptures are the result of holy men of God speaking as they were moved by the Holy Spirit. That's where the Bible came from. Holy men of God spake as they were moved by the Holy Spirit. And so when we turn to the book of Matthew, which we shall be studying, it will tell us about Jesus Christ. and about his works. It will bring out particularly the idea that God sent the Lord Jesus Christ into the world, not to be ministered unto, but to minister and to give his life a ransom for many. Perhaps there could be some who would wonder if the story of Matthew is the story of the Lord Jesus Christ coming to save sinners, why is the story of Mark written? Or why is the story of Luke written? Or why is the story of John? In other words, why four Gospels? There are various things that can come to mind. Perhaps the best would be to have something like this in mind. If you think of these as eyewitness accounts, each one of these persons telling what he saw, then you just stop and think for yourself how it is with people when they see anything happen. Have you ever been present when something happened, something like an accident or something of that nature that happened anywhere? And did you ever hear what people say about it? If there were four different people saw an accident happen out on the street, and each one told exactly what he saw, would you get the same story? And you know perfectly well you wouldn't. Each one would tell things that he saw, and some would say the things that the other didn't see, and some would leave out things that the other said. But they would all agree on the main elements in the event. They would all agree about that. So you have these four Gospels, eyewitness accounts in which each one honestly tells his own insight into the truth of the Lord Jesus Christ. They're all of them different. Each one is on his own. And yet they're all agreed on the main things that we have already mentioned. Because every one of them will point out to you that Jesus Christ came into the world to save sinners. They'll point out to you that anybody could come to the Lord Jesus Christ. They'll point out to you that he was able to save anybody who came. Anybody that was brought to him, he was able to deliver from whatever trouble that particular person had. And so as he lived in this world, wherever he went, people came to him and people were blessed. Of course, I expect we'd all recognize right away, if you didn't come, you didn't get the blessing. And that's one thing we want to be careful to remember, that the Lord Jesus Christ, when he came into the world to save, but is able to save those who come to him. He died that sinners might be brought to God. And he will bring to God those who come unto God by him. It's whosoever believeth in him that shall not perish, but have everlasting life. Our God and Heavenly Father, add thy blessing as we think on the things of the Lord Jesus Christ. Help us to understand and to believe. For thy name's sake we ask it. Amen.